You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3, powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. It's the all-in clear-out sales event. Finance a 2020 Rogue S for 0% APR for 84 months, or get an up to $5,500 cash purchase bonus on select other models. Scarborough Nissan, Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.
Look at that. Full view.
Ugliest hoodie in the history of the universe.
Well, that's because I don't have one. Never, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. No.
I'll wear it. I would
wear
it.
What are you going to say,
Pat,
Matt? Because you don't have a hoodie that has my face on it?
I didn't say anything. No, not at all. Not going to do it.
Oh, move out of the way. Yeah, move the computer out of the way. I want to see the Tat Man smiling face. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Whoa, guy. That hurt.
Loser.
JP, do you have that Tat Man logo I put out earlier? Let's take a look at that. New audience.
New audience. You honestly want to put the Tat Man logo?
There it is. Yeah.
You can't put that out. You can't make your own logo.
That's the Batman and Robin. You can't. That's copyright infringement.
Yeah, you're going to get sued.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Look at me shake. Oh.
You got to change the head up a little bit. You got to have a different. You can't be the same Batman logo. Like, I kind of think it's kind of cool, the Tat Man logo, but you got to change it up a bit, Jimmy.
Put a mustache.
Put a mustache on that Batman.
Al actually did it. We're talking about Al's brother. Al actually corrected it on Twitter. He said, put the stash on, so he sent it out. That's the kind of trooper Al is. We miss him.
Oh, the real Al. Al's brother.
Al corrected it. There it is. There you go.
We don't discuss anything the old Al ever has done. it's only about Al's brother now.
Gone and forgotten.
Well, Al's brother's like 0-10 right now in his last 10 picks for you. Maybe you should cold call the old Al and see if Al could maybe help you through tonight's game.
Wow. Me and Al's brother are going to ride this out forever, and we'll just...
It's going to turn eventually, right?
Yeah. We never know. We'll see if we can get things fired up tonight.
Hayes is not on the show, but I guarantee you he's going to be live tweeting tonight. And at halftime,
Jamie, as busy as that guy is, radio show, family, kids, he's obsessed with me and Al's brother getting kicked in the pills. he tweets about it. Oh yeah, he tweets about it.
Beansy Giuliani
was
the funniest. Yeah. The spray.
That was a tough one, Tat Man, for the old Giuliani,
wasn't it? That was awful.
Tat Man, have you ever thought of putting the spray paint in?
No. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Spray paint. You're sweating. Guess what's going to happen?
Well, you know, if you're in a tough situation.
and he's not going to be in a tough situation now, right?
Under pressure, and he was sweating away. That did not look good.
It looked like they had the lamp on him.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't look good, but either way, Hayes is going to be live tweeting if things go south for Al's brother and O-Dog tonight.
Yeah.
Let's bring in our next guest to start this third hour. Joe Bowen is with us now, voice of the Leafs. Bonesy, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, Jimmy. How are you and the boys? I trust you're doing well.
Yes, we're getting through this, and we were going to talk about the top 50 that Steve Simmons put out, influential Toronto sports types over the last 50 years, and you check in with other people at 27. What are your thoughts?
Very disappointed I wasn't in the top three, Jimmy, to be really honest with you.
You and me both, bud.
Well, the only reason I'm in there is I got locked in with all of the other good broadcasters like Tom and Jerry and Mr. McCowan. And how you three clowns aren't in there, I don't know.
Well, we know why.
Yeah, Jimmy, or Bonesy, we were talking about Harold Ballard earlier in the show. Do you have one positive story that we can take away from this guy? Because every other story told about Harold Ballard is not a positive one. Is there anyone that has a positive story about him?
Well, I remember one time when we were in St. Louis. We used to stay at this old hotel. And up the street, there was a nice little, almost like a Unionville kind of a main drag. And there was a really nice ice cream store there. Now, Harold, with his diabetes, was not allowed to have ice cream. And he never had any pocket change on him at any time. I think Yolanda had most of the cash while she was shopping. At any rate, I was walking along, and Harold asked if he could borrow a couple of dollars from me so that he could get an ice cream. And I never got the money back. So that was a nice story.
See, we were...
He was definitely different. I mean, he was, we weren't allowed on the charter back in those days. Here's another story I'll never forget. Bill Waters and I would travel, and we were always on commercial. And we would travel a lot of American Airlines at the time because we were going to St. Louis, Chicago, and Minnesota most of the time. So we had what you could get, upgrade little tickets, little stickers. And so if you were able to get upgraded to first class, you used these little stickers. Well, we were flying home from California, and Gordy Stellick was the traveling secretary at the time, and they couldn't get Harold bumped up to first class. Well, Wilbur and I had the first class seats, and Gordy was, you've got to give it to Mr. Ballard. You've got to give it. I said, not in your life. So as soon as they opened the door, Wilbur and I dashed into our first class seats, quickly ordered beverages that had umbrellas in them, and then waited for Harold to have to come walking by so we could say hello. And that didn't go over as well as we'd hoped either, and it didn't change our situation with getting on the charter either. So that was kind of interesting as well. But he was a different sort. There was no question about it. He was quite interested in making sure his name was in the papers and on the television each night rather than worrying about the team.
Bones, Joe, it's nice to see Pat on the list, Pat Quinn, and there's been a lot of tweets about him and recently, and it's just nice to see him and talk about him anytime we can.
You know what, O-Dog, and so many people that you've met and I've met in this business, and right at the top of the list, sits the big Irishman. And one of the great stories I have about him, when he arrived here and the very first training camp we were holding, it was in Hamilton. And all you'd heard in the offseason is what a horrible bunch of players they had. And that this team, the talent was terrible. And Pat came from, obviously, from Vancouver, and I'm sure he heard whatever, and he was getting all kinds of advice on what kind of a team he had. And the very first practice, the very first workout, he came off the ice and walked up to me and very quietly said, you know, Joe, there's a hell of a lot more talent here than I've been led to believe. And just that little insight into what was there and what he might be able to mold really opened my eyes, and they went from not making the playoffs to making a great run. And just how he handled people. And, O-Dog, I don't think there was a player. I mean, I'd be remiss if I could name a player that wasn't overjoyed to play for Pat. He was a player's coach. Rarely did you ever hear any kind of dismissive thoughts in the press about a player, never took them to task. And I'm sure that in the dressing room he did and had a lot of face-to-face meetings. But that was the way it was handled, and it was quickly forgotten, and you went out and proved him wrong, and the ice time showed because of it.
Bones, we haven't had you on since the Leafs have been proactive in the offseason here. What did you make of some of the moves that Kyle Dubas has made as far as getting guys like Thornton and Simmons and TJ Brody?
Well, you know, Noodles, I think one of the things that that Kyle realized is that the core of this team and the moneymakers of this team are pretty much the same age. And that in a dressing room, I think, makes it a little difficult. And I think that one of the reasons that he's gone out, two reasons. One, this team needs to be more physical, and I'm not even sure that he's quite reached that point yet. But Simmons will be an effective addition, and the defenseman will be effective as well. But Joe Thornton allows him to have someone in that room that can certainly aid in the leadership and how the dressing room is going to be handled. And I think that's as big a move as any. Now, you can't lead from the press box, so Joey Thornton and Spets are going to have to play, and you would think that they will, and play a lot. And I think that it will be an enormous addition, and it will be certainly another opportunity for younger players to go to university as far as learning leadership skills and leadership roles. And I'm impressed. I don't know if he's done. I kind of hope he's not, and I hope that there's another big shoe to fall, but I'm not sure whether that would happen before the season, whenever that is, or in mid-season. But I think that at least has shown that there's been a lot of chat about, you know, whether how physical they had to be, how there had to be some pushback. I think he has certainly learned that, and certainly watching how the series developed with Columbus proved that point.
I mean, Bonesy, at some point the core has to do the job, though, right? I mean, you could bring in whoever you want.
Absolutely, Jimmy, and they're going to be the offensive catalyst, and they're going to be the guys and the stars and everything else. But if you have the same guys at the same age making the same kind of dough, I'm not sure that you're going to find one guy has to be this and that. And I think that the addition of the older guys like that in a dressing room is going to be a key contributing factor to keeping the lid on things and making sure the boat sailing in the right direction.
Bones, I've been asking all the broadcasters we've had on, whether it be Jack Armstrong or Sam Mitchell, what are you kind of prepping here for? It's like a Canadian division, or nobody knows, or what do you got on the slate coming up here? You don't even know yet.
Could you pass me my slate? This 2020. Changes every day, sometimes every half day, and sometimes every minute. If there is a vaccine, if the right people are able to prove that it's successful, maybe a lot of things change even before January. But if they don't, like my son is playing in the NOJHL, and Rob Mazzucca has done an absolutely marvelous job of having them play in a bubble. The Rayside Canadians are playing Timmins in five straight games, or in six straight games. And the other teams are playing each other in the same amount of time, and then there'll be a period off, and then they'll play again. So I would say if things don't change and the league wants to get going, I think it has to play a similar kind of a schedule, which would be a Canadian division. But you're going to be playing the same Canadian teams almost like in a mini series, I think, in order to keep that bubble going. And who knows? I mean, you hope it's not. You hope that we can get through this. We hope that a lot of miracles are going to be right around the corner. But, that's a lot of wishful thinking. And if one guy had the answer to this, he'd be a hell of a lot smarter than me.
I mean, really, what you're looking for is to get through it. And you know, we were talking with Ray earlier, 48-game schedule, sort of like a lockout season, right? I mean, that would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it would, Jimmy. And again, it's going to – I mean, the league, obviously, in any league, needs people in to watch in order to make all of the dollar signs add up. And, the NFL has got it broken down so that there's some cities have fans going. Others don't. I mean, they don't really have anything cut and dry. College football, I watched a game from Texas A&M. It looked like three quarters of the building was filled. So you don't know, but each government, whether it be a national situation or whether it's a provincial or state, has complete different jurisdiction on how things are going to be handled. So a lot of square pegs have got to fit in round holes here in order to facilitate whatever any league decides it would like to do. And then the negotiation will go on to come up with what you can do. And we're hoping that it all works out and that by the new year, boy, I'll tell you what, New Year's Eve is going to be great because I can hardly wait to get rid of this 2020.
I was thinking about you during games in the bubble, Bonesy, because you're so passionate with your call. And I don't know how many times we've used your call on a goal on this show or on this station, but if you're in the building and there's no fans, and, you know, you've got a boisterous voice and you've got to call an Austin Matthews goal or something, are you going to call it the same way, the same, you know, same loudness, same everything? You know, would that be a little bit awkward for you based on the fact that everyone in the building would be able to hear you because there'd be nobody there other than the players?
Now, Noodles, I've watched your shtick on TV and on the radio, as well as the old dog and Mr. Yep. Taddy. You all yes. have a shtick. Well,
yes.
my shtick is not going to change just because some poor soul from the Chicago Blackhawks can hear me ridiculing him for having Matthews go around him like a hoop around a barrel. I don't think he can. I don't think I could. I really don't. I'm as well as maybe anybody down on the ice hearing me, I'm hoping that people like you are driving in your car somewhere and they're listening to it and would expect nothing different than what we've done in past. So I think I will maintain the same BS, if you will, and we'll just press on.
You okay with the Packers, Joe?
Oh, you're going to bring that up. You know, Notre Dame's undefeated.
Yes.
I am. Like every other team in the National Football League, we have our warts. And they tend to show every once in a while. But, we're leading the division. We're a hell of a lot better than the Bears. It's a great season. And I think that they're going to be in the postseason. And once you get in, hey, you never know.
Bonesy, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Listening to you all the time. You do a great job. And I know you're really pulling straws to come out here with the top 50 list to talk about, but that was fun. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. Joe Bowen, voice of the Leafs. I'm glad he brought up Pat Quinn. This is the anniversary of his passing 6 years ago, and I mentioned that because he was talking about the Leafs playing in Hamilton, and that's, of course, where the Quinn family is from. And I'm sure his brother Barry or somebody in his family is listening, so we wanted to acknowledge Pat's passing today 6 years ago.
He is awesome. I mean, oh, you could speak for days yeah. about him, right? Like, you know, I didn't have him as a coach or anything, but he was so respected within the National Hockey League, like just colleagues, even playing against teams that he coached, you knew he was that hulking presence behind the bench. Like, you know, his hands were massive. It was like handing five bananas to somebody. He just, massive hands would yeah. swallow you up when you go to shake his hand.
Yes, what you said, Jamie, just a presence. He walked yeah. in the locker room. He always dressed him, like, impeccably. His suits, he had the three-piece suits going. And he just, I don't know, he just had this presence about him. And he would never, like, after a bad loss, you would go to the rink, and it would just always kind of be a fun practice. He never really, like, all the guys were like, oh, we're going to get bag skated today. This is going to suck. We would usually get that after a couple wins. Then he would say, I don't want you guys to get too comfortable. But he understand what the wins and losses were all about and coming to the rink and the long grind of a season. So I always found, like most great coaches, he would kind of try to wear on you a little bit after some victories. But after some losses, he would just kind of, it would be a short practice and nobody would get beat up too much. And I think the players really respected that a lot.
Quite a story. Yeah. I mean, this guy did a lot of things in the game of hockey. Pretty good player, you know, him as a coach, a general manager, and did other things, and was a lawyer. I mean, he had a full life, didn't he?
Yeah. Solid human, too. Like, just, you know, you could sit and talk with him, and he was very respectful. Like, and that's why people like that, they command space. The minute that you are around them, you're so respectful to them, because it just, he was, you know, a legend. And it was nice to kind of be around guys like that, because that's kind of what the game used to be. And even, you know, I know the game has changed and the world has changed, but he would have been a guy that still commanded that respect regardless of the era, just because of his reputation throughout the league.
Well, you knew when he was in the room, that's for sure. He was very evident. Let me ask you this, because Bonesy got into that saying, maybe another move. And I know you guys have probably scalpel this thing to death, but in terms of what the Leafs should do, or what are your thoughts on is there a missing piece here, or where are you with that?
Well, you kind of would like to always add something, but there's not really any kind of room for that at all, Jimmy, unless you're talking about, I mean, with a 48 game season or whatever, I don't even know how's the trade deadline work or anything like that. I'm sure once they get cooking here and they kind of figure out where they're at, I don't know how you do that. You could maybe make something happen, but I think they're kind of set in stone right now.
I think they are. What I'd like to see, and again, this is more just a wish list, is just a little bit more, and I guess it'll be answered, but stability on the left side. There's going to be a lot of players for that left side, but I'm not sure who, you know, who's going to be there. Like Mikhaev, is he going to be your second line left winger? Is Kerfoot going to play the wing because Thornton may play third line center? You know, Nicholas Robertson, is he going to make the team? He's only 19, I believe. Like everywhere else, I mean, center ice position is very deep because you have Spezza, you have Thornton, you have Tavares, you have Matthews, you have Kerfoot, and even Nylander could play center. So there's really six potential centermen on your roster. But then, you know, is Jimmy Vesey going to be a surprise guy? It looked like he did his first couple of years with the Rangers where I think he was a 15 or 16 goal scorer. Or is he going to look like he did in Buffalo? You know, is Simmons going to turn back the clock with health underneath him? Like, to me, there's so many question marks. But on paper, that left side still has to be sorted out for me, and they'll sort it out. You know, we don't know the Russian that's coming over. I'm going to butcher his name. It's Barbashov or whatever his name is.
Barabanov.
He might be a player, and you might not worry about that left side. But, you know, everywhere else, it seems like they're pretty set as far as depth-wise. They're going to have to makeshift that left side and see what it looks like from a stability standpoint.
Well, I don't know if you guys are ready for this or if anybody can be. Yes Guy, No Guy, take two is next. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yes Guy.
I'm ready.
This is Overdrive, TSN 1050, TSN 2, also available on TSN1050.ca, the TSN app, and your home speakers. Hazy's off today. Noodles and O-Dog in the regular spots. O-Dog with his favorite hoodie. Fantastic.
The ugliest hoodie I've ever worn, Jimmy.
Wow, is that supposed to hurt me or like what? Like what prompted you to do that?
What, to put your face on a hoodie?
Yeah. Well, what was the thought process there?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
You're having a bad day?
I don't know. I just sometimes.
I kind of appreciate it.
I think they could sell like hotcakes, Tatman. I don't know. They're so ugly. Like, look at that. Yes Guy.
Yeah, okay. Whatever Guy.
If you put Yes Guy, No Guy above it and below it, I think there's
I think it's just the face. Just the face, and then maybe on the back you get the Batman Tatman logo, and you sell them for $124.
I've got another step here. You could, like, have some tidy whities, like, sewn to the back of it, because isn't that where, like, you...
That's where he listens to his music.
That is
kicks his feet up in his underpants.
That's never going to die, is it?
I mean,
I don't even have to do anything now. It's just
Tatman. Every time you come on this show, it has to be brought up.
It's
by
vinyl.
O-Dog.
All you have to say is vinyl, and everybody fills in the blanks.
Well, Jimmy, it's your fault for not just admitting it that you told me that when we worked together at the beginning. That's how you relax.
Well,
and it's not a big deal.
Well, it's not a big deal, but you say I do this in the basement, and I haven't had a basement for about 7 years, and when I had a basement, I had no vinyl set up, so I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Okay, well, I don't either, then. It's a he said, she said, Jimmy. That's what it is.
Well, it's a he said, he said.
It's a he said, he said.
Yeah.
Because you told me you were in your underpants,
whatever.
You kick your feet up and relax. Okay.
No, okay, whatever. It doesn't really matter because it now has a life of its own.
Yes, Guy. No, Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys. Drivers and passengers, time now for Yes Guy No Guy take two. Are you ready?
Yes, Jimmy.
Yes Guy No Guy. Freddie Anderson will be nominated for the Vezina this coming season. Yes Guy No Guy.
I'm going to go No Guy. He just needs to get it back on track. When I say his name, I usually just have different attachments. I don't really quite have that attachment right now.
I would say No Guy just based on another thing is the Leafs, I don't know if their defensive structure is going to change. They give up a lot of shots. So a lot of times, even though he gets the wins, his stats may not be as glowing as somebody else who, you know, maybe has a little bit more protection in front of him. So I'm going to say No Guy, even though he may get a boatload of wins. And it just seems like the Leafs, when they have success, they were outscoring anything. That's pretty much what was going on, and I don't know if that's going to change, to be honest.
Well, I just think that's the team's built that way. That's the big question, right? I mean, you cannot win playing that way. So we look for a change at some point, right?
You're right, but then you've got the personnel. Like, is Joe Thornton a defense-first guy?
Jimmy, we've been talking about the defense-first since I started doing games with you in the booth.
Yep.
How long ago was that?
Well,
it's seven years ago.
It's a franchise problem that goes back even before that. The Maple Leaf defense, I mean, had its moments years ago, but it was never rock solid, in my opinion.
No.
You'd have to go back to the early 90s.
Now, I will say they're more balanced with the addition of T.J. Brody. Like, the top three looks decent. You know, Morgan Riley, T.J. Brody, and Jake Muzzin. After that, it's, you know, flip a coin of who's going to look decent in that spot in the four, who's going to battle for the spots five and six. Like, there's a lot of depth there, but there is a lot of third pairing guys that, you know, maybe Sandin pushes through, or maybe he needs another year or two. You know, that's the scenario. I think there is depth, though. You know, Bogosian, he's probably on paper your four, but do you want him to be your four? Like, is it the Bogosian from Buffalo, or is it the Bogosian from Tampa who played with Victor Hedman? You know, that's another scenario, too, is, you know, you're only as good as sometimes your partner as a defenseman. So I think they're a team that's habitually given up a lot of chances, given up a lot of shots, and it didn't matter the amount of talent they had up front. It's the way they played and the lack of attention to detail in their own zone. So I don't know if that's going to change. I hope it does for Leafs fans' sake.
Yeah, literally everybody I've worked with on the Leaf broadcast always comes back to attention to detail, lacking in their own zone. That's a bit of a problem. Yes guy, no guy number two. One of Corey Connors, Adam Hadwin, Mackenzie Hughes, or Nick Taylor will win a major championship on the PGA Tour in the next 5 years.
I'm going to have to go something I've never done, because this is my segment called Yes Guy, No Guy. I'm going to have to say maybe guy. There's just so many good players.
Not the format. I don't know what you're doing there. Not the format.
Jimmy, it's actually my format, because I came up with the segment Yes Guy, No Guy.
Sure.
Sometimes it's just, I mean, I think if anybody that catches fire during a major championship in golf could possibly win it. A Michael Campbell type situation at Pinehurst, where he was kind of an unheard of. But I just look at these guys that are at the top of their game, at the top of the leaderboards every week, like Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas. I mean, there's a five Rory. I mean, when they're in a tournament, they're always dialed in. I'm just going to say a maybe guy. I can't guarantee that.
I'm a no guy.
Oh.
I'm a no guy. I feel like they're, oh, you just laid it out. There's other names out there that are dominating the golf world right now.
Okay. I'm going to say a yes guy, and it's either going to be Connors or Mackenzie Hughes for me.
What is your reasoning, Jimmy?
I just think that they are good. I know they're both confident and feel they can. And sometimes, as we all know, it's just your day. That can happen.
That's fair.
Okay.
It's just your day.
Yeah. Let's go with another one here. Yes guy, no guy. The Kansas City Chiefs are a lock to represent the AFC in this year's Super Bowl.
Lock?
I'm going to say yes guy. I don't see it. I think they're going to win the next three or four Super Bowls in a row.
Ooh.
Wow.
They got it all locked in. They're dialed in.
Ooh.
And I just think that recipe is with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that is even ridiculous to even say three or four Super Bowls in a row. I mean, didn't the Buffalo Bills go to four in a row and lose them all?
Yep, got worse each time.
I think these cats could go to four in a row and win them. I just think he's that good, man. I think he's better than everybody else.
I'm going to say, I'd like to say yes guy, but I'm going to say no guy. Because I think there's some other teams that could surprise him. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee of health. Because if Mahomes rolls his ankle or something, then now we're in trouble. Like, that's the reality of it. You know, Joe Burrow thought he was going to be fine. You know, Dak Prescott is a house, like how big he is. And he got broken. So I don't know. I don't wish an injury on anybody, but I always never say never. So that's where I'm going to go with. That's why I'm saying no guy.
I'm going to agree with you, Noodles. Lock is a tough word, and you know, three or four years in a row, that's a lot of things going right and very few going wrong for that to happen. Just seems like that. That just seems impossible, but you know, it has been done. Yes guy, no guy. The Pittsburgh Steelers will finish the regular season at 16-0.
No guy. I don't think so. I mean, you know, Marcellus, I know I challenge Marcellus every week because, you know, they were 9-0 last week, 10-0 this week. But he keeps coming back to schedule and quality of competition. So they have some tough games coming up. We'll see what they're made of. I think they're going to lose a couple, which isn't a terrible season, but I don't think they're going to have a perfect season.
I am going to go with a resounding yes guy, Jimmy.
Wow.
Yeah. I just think they're going to put it all together. I think they're approaching it the right way. They're saying all the right things. They're saying they're not getting too far ahead of themselves. And obviously, when you're at 10-0, this is something that's on your mind because you got people like us talking about it. You're being questioned about it. But I think they're going to approach it the right way. And Ben, Big Ben kind of leads the charge there. Mike Tomlin's the kind of guy who's the voice of reason. They don't get too fired up about this stuff. They're going to attack each game the right way and win every one of them, Jimmy.
Okay. I'm going to say no guy. I do not think they will win out and go 16-0. Yes guy, no guy. I believe this is number 4. Chara plays in the NHL this season.
Yes guy. He's going to play for Boston. I laid out my reasoning earlier. I don't know if you guys saw in the break here, Jake DeBrusk signed a 2-year bridge deal.
Yep.
It's a nice deal for a kid who's, you know, scored, I think he scored 19 in 65 games last year and 27 in 68 the year before. Like, he's he's a good player. And
any other organization, he would have been saying, I want a 7-year deal at $8 million a year.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, he's, what, 3.8? I think it is, 3.7. That's pretty good value for both sides. They bridge him, and he'll make money when money comes off the books. But he's a hell of a player, and I think they'll still find some money to sign somebody else and give the rest to Chara. I think Chara's going to play this year for Boston.
I'm going to say yes, guy, Jimmy, the same reasons Jamie just echoed. The Boston Bruins for the league minimum.
Ditto. So it's a unanimous yes, guy, right across the board.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one. Bill Belichick is still the Patriots coach 3 years from now.
I'm going to say no, guy, on that. I think he's kind of maybe winding down a road where maybe he's had enough. He's won his championships. I don't know if he really. It depends, obviously, what the transition from this year moving on is going to be. But I'm going to say old Billy Belichick is a no guy.
Well, I'm going to say yes, guy. He's 68 years old. So that puts him at 71. He's staying in New England as long as he wants because him and Bobby Kraft are joined at the hip, and he's done a great job there. There is a chance that they bought him out and he's like, I've had enough of this. But I also think he's got a plan in place. And it's been a disaster for them this year. What did they have? 8 guys that opted out for COVID. And then they've also had a bunch of injuries and stuff. Like, it's like they've been basically held together with duct tape and still been competing. I think he'll still be the coach 3 years from now.
Well, I'm going to tip the scales. I'm going with no guy.
Ooh.
No guy. Sorry to say, but time catches up with everybody. Now, here's a weird one, and it comes from the Grappler, so I take no responsibility for this.
Weird one.
Doritos, top 3 chip brand.
I am going to go first, Jimmy, and I am going to go somewhere that I know you're going to agree with. Of all the late-night bags of chips I've seen you eat, I am going with a yes guy to Doritos, but there is a special exemption here. Only Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch is the real deal, and that's why they put Doritos above and beyond. A resounding yes guy.
Noodles?
Okay, I've got a question here.
Yeah.
Do Cheetos fall in anywhere there?
It just says Doritos top 3.
Cheetos suck anyway, man.
No. I like Cheetos.
The back
but
of
I'm
going to
say
thing.
You've got Old Dutch is a number 1. You've got Lay's in there or Ruffles. I don't think Doritos.
Your list
top
must
3.
Be different than a lot of people's. I mean, you're already
I don't
ignoring
eat chips.
I don't either, dude, but you're already ignoring a Ruffles regular who is the Gretzky of potato chips and everything
okay, but
else.
That's okay.
Anything
so that
else after a Ruffles plain. A Ruffles regular is the at the top of the mountain. You could just eat it plain. You could have a dip. It's the Gretzky of a chip.
Okay, so then let's put that at one. I'm going to put Old Dutch, salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion, ketchup, you name it, as two. And then I already had like a Cheetos or some form of cheesies as three. So it's on the outside looking in for me.
Oh, so that's a no guy.
I go into different avenues. I go into a Miss Vicky salt and vinegar. I also do a Lay's ketchup, a Lay's barbecue. Jimmy, you're not even contributing to the segment. What do you like as far as chips?
Whatever in the machine when I'm doing the Leaf game, I could care less. I need something to do the post game. That's all. So whatever there. It's Doritos here, so... Yes, guy.
I feel like stoners like Doritos. That's what. That's like
why,
always like.
Why would you do that?
I'm not saying. I'm not calling you a stoner. I'm calling the segment a stoner because you always. You know how people are, like they say I've smoked a joint and I had some Doritos because Doritos are go hand in hand. My understanding is smoking weed and Doritos. Isn't that you eat chips? You get hungry
would
and
not
eat
know
chips.
That.
Neither do I. Yeah. I'm not a big pot guy. It's legal, Jim. We can talk about it.
Oh, yeah, sure. But I'm just saying it's not me.
Well, it's not me either, but I just feel like Doritos go hand in hand with smoking pot. Am I wrong?
Could be totally right. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, actually,
me and Jimmy are clean.
Well, the three of us, it's not like I'm a pothead. I'm not Cheech Marin over here or Tommy Chong. I'm just telling you. Maybe the grappler could weigh in on it, too, because I feel like he enjoyed Doritos. Yeah. That's his thing.
Well, I think Doritos. We probably have to do a test in the break, and we'll just clear that up.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Al's brother with his pick for tonight's game. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050, TSN 2, streaming on the obligatory sources, TSN.ca, TSN1050.ca, the TSN app, and your home speakers. No, it's okay. Once a week is more than enough.
Oh, can bring out another sweatshirt or T-shirt if you'd like.
Maybe he has the away version of that. That's the home sweater, and maybe he has the away like the white hoodie with my face on it.
This is the only one.
Oh. Okay. We could do our ProLine best bets. Thank goodness for that. Let's bring in our ProLine best bets expert, Al's brother. Al's brother, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tatman. How you doing?
Let me check. Everything's good here. Everything's good. Yep.
Yes, guy.
Yeah, guy. Yeah, really. Seriously. Wow.
What do you got to say for yourself, Al's brother?
Well, for tonight's best bets brought to you by ProLine, we're going to be on the props tonight for the Monday Nighter. I'm under the number on Tom Brady total passing yards, over 32.5 rushing yards for Daryl Henderson. And with Jalen Ramsey likely mirroring Mike Evans all night, I'm under the number on Evans total receptions. Throw down $20 and win 95. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio. ProLine is a sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, put your knowledge on the line.
Hmm. Okay, Al's brother, there's your little tidbits as far as prop bets. Are we just going to mail it in, or do we have a thought on tonight's game? What do we like?
Yeah, where are you at?
Yeah, I got a thought on tonight's game, and the biggest thought is that the cooler coaster stops here, fellas. We are on the Bucks tonight, and I feel really good about it. I don't anticipate a shootout here tonight. Both teams have incredible defenses, but Tampa is far more balanced offensively. The Rams' identity lies in the run game, averaging 134 yards per game. And if they can't run the ball, they try and dink and dunk it down the field. Goff, only 32 passes for more than 20 yards all season. That doesn't match up well against this Bucks defense. They have the number one run D in the league, only giving up 76.6 rushing yards a game, and according to PFF, ranked fourth against short passes. So that's a very favorable matchup for Tampa Bay, and if LA is forced to put the ball in Goff's hands, try to work down the field a little bit, it's not going to go over very well. When pressured, Jared Goff is completing just 38% of his passes with four picks, and without Andrew Whitworth protecting the blind side, that could be trouble for LA. I expect Tampa to get after Goff tonight early and often. Yes, Jalen Ramsey is the best cover corner in football. That's going to be a little troublesome for Tom Brady, but he can only cover one guy, which means one of Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, or Gronk are going to be freed up and ready to catch the rock. I expect it to be a good, tough football game tonight, but at the end of the day, I'm liking Tampa. Let's go with the Bucs -4.
Wow. You didn't read that. I mean, you ad-libbed that, right?
Oh, 100%. Always.
Wow.
Always.
Coffee
See,
for 4
that's
hours.
The problem. He sounds so good, and then Tampa Bay will get absolutely dumb tonight.
I love his optimism.
Yeah.
It's like you hear that, Jimmy, don't you? You want to bet on whatever he says.
Yeah.
That's
He's
the most knowledgeable.
Me. You're wasting your time over there. You should be selling things.
It's tremendous information. Tremendous information.
Yeah, he's selling hope. But the problem is it doesn't work out. 0-for-10, I think, in the last 10 picks. Yeah. Is
you wouldn't
right
know now? It from his delivery.
Well, the one that I did get a couple weeks ago, the Colts and the Titans, took the Titans instead of the Colts, and it backfired on him. So hopefully tonight we roll with the Bucks and the cooler coaster stops here. We gotta get a stop here.
I think you know Brian Hayes, that's all he cares about in his life. His kids take a back seat. Wife, job, all he cares about is our losing streak. So we have to come out of it tonight.
It's sad, really.
Well, I don't know.
Thanks,
I mean,
Jimmy.
I actually was going to bet on Tampa Bay tonight. Now you got me thinking twice. Just the
Rams, come
George.
On, Rams, everything on the Rams.
Tom Brady, he's been embarrassed in both of his primetime starts this season. I don't think he's going to get embarrassed for a third straight game. So I expect Brady to come out fire and have himself a heck of a game tonight.
Al's brother, what kind of advice do you have for Jimmy, who is a Lions fan? What kind of optimistic twist can you give
none,
Jimmy?
Come on, there's none.
The draft is not too far away.
They don't know how to draft. They can only draft when they're number one overall, and then it's not hard to mess that up. But their picks after that in the other rounds are useless. I mean, where's the core of this team?
The problem with the Detroit Lions is you're right. They can only pick number one with Stafford, and when it comes to football, you got to build a team around him, and they just haven't been able to do that. DeAndre Swift, I think he's a pretty good player, but he got hurt. We'll see. The draft ain't too far away.
Can we get a line? Can we get a defensive backfield? That's the best seat in the house, the Lions defensive backfield. Oh, touchdown.
Good fortunes going forward for the Lions after this year's done.
Yeah, another coaching regime, no doubt. Oh, well. What did we learn today? We've got 30 seconds left. The grappler was going to come on, but we have to stiff him. Too bad.
That's all right. We learned that O-Dog has a number one bestseller sweatshirt.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
I'm going to be buying one myself.
It's called the ugliest hoodie you'll ever buy in your life.
I think it's awesome.
It's got a strange way of showing affection.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what it's called. That's going to be the nickname of it.
You know,
it's
going to
sell like hotcakes.
You know how T-shirts sometimes have things that stick out? You need a real mustache.
Gotta go. Thanks, guys. It was nice to see you again. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3, powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. It's the all-in clear-out sales event. Finance a 2020 Rogue S for 0% APR for 84 months, or get an up to $5,500 cash purchase bonus on select other models. Scarborough Nissan, Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.